जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन छारी यमुना तीरावन छारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन छारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन छारी यमुना तीरावन छारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासादि गौर भक्तवृंद कृष्ण चैतन्य हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Goranitai, 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 Shri Shri, Goranitai. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha Shyama Sundar, Radha Shyama Sundaradhe. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivracharya Ashtotra Shishma Divine Race Abhay Channa Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Samshita Prabhupada Ki Jai. अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय. ग्रंथा श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय. निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये. नष्टप्राय स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 21 टेक्स्ट नंबर 19. So the name of the chapter is Venu Geet, Gopis Glorify Krishna's Flute. Ga Gopakerano Vanam Nayato Rudara Venu Swane Kalapade Stanu Bhreshtu Sakya. Aspandanam Gati Matam Pulakastaruna Niryoga Pashakrita Lakshanayor Vichitram. Gagopakeranuvanam Netorudara Venu Swane Kalapades Tanubhishtu Sakhya. Aspandanam Gati Matam Pulakastaruna Niryoga Pashakrita Lakshanayor Vichitram. Gagopakeranuvanam Nayatorudara Venu Swane Kalapades Tanubhrishtu Sakhya. Aspandanam Gati Matam Pulakastaruna Niryoga Pashakrita Lak Shayanoyor Vichitram. Gagopakeranuvanam Nayato Udara Venu Swane Kalapades Tanubhrishtu Sakhya. Spandanam Gati Matam Pulakastaruna Niryoga Pashakrita Lakshanayor Vichitram. Gagopakeranuvanam Nayato Udara Venu Swane Kalapades Tanubhrishtu Sakhya. Aspandanam Gati Matam Pulakastaruna Niryoga Pashakrita Lakshanayor Vichitram. Gagopakeranuvanam Torudara Venu Swane Kalapades Tanubhrishtu Sakhya. Aspandanam Gati Matam Pulakastaruna Niryoga Pashakrita Lakshanayor Vichitram. Gagopakeranuvanam Nayato Udara Venu Swane Kalapades Tanubhrishtu Sakhya. Spandanam Gati Matam Pulakastaruna Niryoga Pashakrita Lakshanayor. Mataji, Gagopakeranuvanam Netorudara Venu Swane Kalapades Tanubhrishtu Sakhya. Aspandanam Gati Matam Pulakastaruna నిర్యోగ పాశకృత లక్షణయోర్ విచిత్రం. ఓకే, గా ద కౌస్, గోపి కహే విత్ ద కౌహర్డ్ బాయ్స్, అనువనం టు ఈచ్ ఫారెస్ట్, నయతో లీడింగ్, ఉదార వెరీ లిబరల్, వేణుస్వనే బై ద వైబ్రేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్స్ ఫ్లూట్, కలపదే హ్యావింగ్ స్వీట్ టోన్స్, తనుభ్రిష్టు అమాంగ్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్, సఖ్య ఓ ఫ్రెండ్స్, అస్పందనం ద ల్యాక్ ఆఫ్ మూమెంట్, గతిమతాం ఆఫ్ దోస్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ దట్ కెన్ మూవ్, పులక ద స్టాటిక్ జుబిలేషన్, తరుణాం ఆఫ్ ద అదర్వైజ్ నాన్ మూవింగ్ ట్రీస్, నిర్యోగ పాశ ద రోప్స్ ఫర్ బైండింగ్ ద రేర్ లెగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద కౌస్, కృతలక్షణయో ఆఫ్ దోస్ టూ కృష్ణ అండ్ బలరామ్ హూ ఆర్ క్యారెక్టరైజ్డ్ బై విచిత్రం వండర్ఫుల్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ల ప్రభుపాదికి. మై డియర్ ఫ్రెండ్స్, యాజ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ బలరామ్ పాస్ త్రూ ద ఫారెస్ట్ విత్ దేర్ కౌహర్డ్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ leading their cows, they carry ropes to bind the cows rear legs at the time of milking. When Lord Krishna plays on his flute, the sweet music causes the moving living entities to become stunned and the non-moving trees to tremble with ecstasy. These things are certainly very wonderful. Once again I'll just read. My dear Krishna, my dear friends, as Krishna and Balaram pass through the forest with their cowherd friends, leading their cows, they carry ropes to bind the cows' rear legs at the time of milking. When Lord Krishna plays on his flute, the sweet music causes the moving living entities to become stunned and the non-moving trees to tremble with ecstasy. These things are certainly very wonderful. Purport. Krishna and Balaram would sometimes wear their cowherding ropes on their heads and sometimes carry them on their shoulders, and thus they were beautifully decorated with all the equipment of cowherd boys. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the robes of Krishna and Balaram are made of yellow cloth and have clusters of pearls at both ends. Sometimes they wear these robes around their turbans and the robes thus become wonderful decorations. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya చక్షుర్మితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీ గురు శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీ గురుం వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీ రూపం సాగర జాతం సగన రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదా సహగన లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియ. వంచకల్పతరుభ్యః కృపా సింధువేవ చ पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग दिस मोस्ट ब्यूटिफुल चैप्टर फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम वेणुगीत द गोपीज ग्लोरीफाई कृष्णास फ्लूट। सो एवरी चैप्टर एवरी वर्स ऑफ भागवतम इज ब्यूटिफुल फुल ऑफ ट्रांसेंडेंटल मेलोज बट स्पेशली देर सम पर्टिकुलर चैप्टर्स विच आर वेरी वेरी स्वीट एंड फिल्ड विथ रस। सो दिस वन ऑफ दोज चैप्टर्स द गोपीज ग्लोरीफाई कृष्णास फ्लूट। Very famous chapter Venugeet, and today is the last verse actually spoken by the gopis. So the gopis, they speak 13 verses, and today actually is the last verse we are reading, 19th shloka, and tomorrow 20th verse is the last verse of this chapter, where Shukdev Goswami just summarize and say that in this way Krishna wandered in the forest and the gopis, they thought about Krishna. So in today's verse the gopis are glorifying, and I'm sure you must have heard that each of these verses are spoken by a particular gopi. So yesterday's verse, who was there in yesterday's class? I don't know if you took up the verse, but the 18th verse, anyone knows what's the verse about? Yeah, about Giriraj, about Govardhan. Yes, thank you. So the 18th verse is about the glories of Govardhan. Hantaya Madri अबला हरिदास वर्यो यन राम कृष्ण चरण स्पर्श प्रमोद मानम तनोति सह गोर गणयोर्तयोर्य पानीय सुयव स कंदर कंद मुले। सो दिस वर्स ग्लोरीफाइज गोवर्धन। हु हैज स्पोकन दिस वर्स? श्रीमती राधा रानी। रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी सेज दिस इन हिज गोवर्धन दशकम। दिस अ नाइस ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ गोवर्धन बाय रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी। निज निकट निवासम देही गोवर्धनतम। इन दैट ही सेज दैट दिस पर्टिकुलर वर्स हरिदास वर्यो। सो श्रीमती राधारानी स्पीक्स दिस वर्स एंड शी ग्लोरिफाइज गिरिराज गोवर्धन। ओ लुक एट दिस गोवर्धन, द बेस्ट ऑफ ऑल डिवोटीज ऑफ कृष्णा, बिकॉज गोवर्धन बिकम्स jubilant by receiving the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. And Govardhan serves the cows by giving beautiful grasses. It gives beautiful waterfall, sweet water for Krishna to drink, the cowherd boys, the cows to drink that water, nice soft grass, nice fruits and roots, and also nice caves, air conditioned, naturally air conditioned, cool during summer and warm during winters. These air conditions we are using, but we are making atmosphere more and more hotter by global warming, right? But those caves were natural air condition in Govardhan. So in this way Govardhan is expert in serving Krishna, Balaram and his dear cows. So therefore Shrimati Radharani is glorifying Govardhan. Oh Govardhan, you are the best of all the devotees of Krishna. And today is the last verse. I don't know which gopi has spoken, but definitely one of the exalted gopis has spoken this verse, where it is said, where she says, my dear friends, so as Krishna and Balaram are passing through the forest, what they are carrying? Ropes to bind the legs of the cows while milking. I don't know if you have experience. When you milk the cow has a tendency to kick with the back leg. The bucket may fall down, you know, while milking. So normally the cowherd boys, they tie the back two legs of the cow with a rope. So Krishna and Balaram, they carry that rope also along with them. It's called Niryoga Pasha. Ropes for binding the rear legs of the cows. And Krishna looks so beautiful in our decoration, Krishna Balram Shingar. Have you noticed sometimes? Is he having today? I have not noticed. Sometimes you will see Krishna carrying, Krishna and Balram carrying rope. Or sometimes you must have seen the turban also. They have some ropes. So that is that rope that Krishna carries as a sign. Krishna is a perfect cowherd boy. So it's not that Krishna is playing the role of a cowherd boy. No. Krishna is a cowherd boy. That is his original ontological position, which is something only the Gaudiya Vaishnavas can understand. How the Supreme Absolute Truth, from whom everything has come, the entire existence, all the energy, spiritual, material, entire spiritual universe, entire material creation, everything comes from Krishna, his absolute truth, as spoken in the first verse of Bhagavatam, Janmadyasyataha. So that very absolute truth is actually a cowherd boy. That is his ontological position, that is his natural position. It's not that Krishna is acting like a cowherd boy. Sometimes, you know, in the beginning we thought, oh, Krishna is just doing leela of a cowherd boy. No, Krishna is a cowherd boy, Gopal. That is his transcendental form. Gopal, Govinda, Madhi Purusham, Tamam Bhajami. So this form of Krishna is Gopal, Govinda. That is his original form. And he is perfect in that. He carries a flute, he is carrying a cowherd stick, he carries rope. So he is a perfect cowherd boy, Krishna. So this rope he is using to tie the cows. So we can also, you know, sometimes this thought came that we are all tied in this world by the ropes of illusion, by the shackles of Maya. How good it will be if Krishna can also tie us with his rope that he is carrying, you know. He is actually carrying the rope too. He wants to tie us, but we are not willing. The moment we pray to Krishna, oh Krishna, please attract my heart and also tie me with your rope, so Krishna will accept our prayers. So this is about the rope that Krishna is carrying. And in the purport it is mentioned, Srila Vishnu Chakra Thakur says that the rope is made sometimes out of yellow cloth, very shiny silky cloth with pearls at the ends. So it's not ordinary rope that Krishna is carrying, but a rope made out of silk cloth with pearls tied on it. And sometimes he ties it around his turban, around his head, and it looks even all the more beautiful. So this is about the rope that Krishna is carrying. And then Krishna's flute, of course, which is the main theme of this chapter, flute of Krishna. So what it does, something amazing, this has been summarized in this verse, aspandanam gatimatam pulakas tarunam. So those living entities who can move, they become stunned. That means they stop moving. Like for example, the cows, the calves, they move a lot. But when they hear Krishna's flute, they stop. The birds, they fly usually. But when the birds, they hear Krishna's flute, they close their eyes and they start meditating and hear Krishna's flute. It's mentioned in this chapter, in various verses. So the birds, deers, cows, they usually move all the time. But when they hear Krishna's flute, they stop. It is said that calves, you know, they take some milk in their mouth and they can't even drink that milk. They are just stunned hearing Krishna's flute. The cows, they are eating grass and have grass in the mouth and they can't chew. They are completely stunned hearing Krishna's flute. So attractive. So this is the effect on the moving entities. The demigods, the wives of the demigods, they are flying in the sky. They stop the moment they hear Krishna's flute. Amazing, you know, just reflect on it a little. And those who normally don't move, they start moving. Like the trees. Trees don't move normally, they are fixed. But the tree starts shaking in ecstasy when they hear Krishna's flute. Stone doesn't move, but the stone starts melting hearing Krishna's flute. This is the miraculous effect of Krishna's flute on each and every living entity in this universe. Even non-moving living entities, like even stones, which may not be actually living entity, or sometimes it is said that the soul is dormant in the form of a stone, but whatever it is, when stone starts melting hearing Krishna's flute, Yamuna, which normally moves, it stops flowing hearing Krishna's flute vibration. It's like everything comes to a standstill because everybody wants to absorb themselves completely in hearing Krishna's flute vibrations. Venu Gita. So this is so amazing, the sound of Krishna's flute. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read a few verses where Sanatan Goswami, yesterday was interestingly Sanatan Goswami's disappearance day, and we know that where Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatan Goswami, Varanasi. Prayag Rupa Goswami for 10 days and Varanasi or Kashi for 2 months, 60 days. It's not ordinary, you know, 60 days. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally instructed Sanatana Goswami on the science of Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada, in fact, one of the first books he wrote was Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, where he mentions the teachings to Rupa Goswami and teachings to Sanatana Goswami. It's very important for us. So, it's a beautiful section. 19th chapter is teaching to Rupa Goswami, and then 20 to 24, almost 5 chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita talks about the instructions by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami. It covers everything. And what is the beginning of that instruction? Sanatana Goswami asks the question, Ke Ami? And what's the answer given by Mahaprabhu? Jivara Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. So the teaching starts with this fundamental understanding that we are Krishna's servants. And then he talks about the opulences of Krishna, that how Krishna, everything comes from Krishna, various energies of Krishna, how infinite universes come out from the expansion of Krishna. He talks about so many features explaining Krishna's great opulence. And then he starts talking about Krishna's sweetness, his beauty. So first Aishwarya and then Madhurya. So very beautifully explains Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami Krishna's beauty. And as he was explaining Krishna's beauty, he explains the glories of Krishna's flute. So let us read a few verses from here. Madhuram madhuram vapurasya vibhur, madhuram madhuram vadanam madhuram, madugandhi mridasmitame tadaho, madhuram 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 madhuram. This is a beautiful verse written by Bilva Mangal Thakur in Krishna Kandamrit. O my Lord, the transcendental body of Krishna is very sweet, and his face is even sweeter than his body. But his soft smile, which has the fragrance of honey, is sweeter still. So what is the sweetest thing in this creation? Krishna, the body of Krishna. But within Krishna's beautiful body, what is sweetest? His beautiful face. And within his face, what is the sweetest? His smile. Sanatana Krishna Madhurya Amritera Sindhu Moramana Sannipati Sabapite Kare Mati Durdeva Vedyanadeya Eka Bindu. My dear Sanatana, the sweetness of Krishna's personality is just like an ocean of ambrosia. Although my mind is now afflicted by conclusive diseases and I wish to drink that entire ocean, The repressive physician does not allow me to drink even a drop. Krishnanga lavanyapura madhur hoite sumadhura tate yei mukha sudhakara madhur hoite sumadhura taha hoite sumadhura tara yei smita josna bhara. Krishna's body is a city of attractive features. It's a city of loveliness. Just see the poetic words, you know. So Krishna's body is a city of beauty, attractive features. But in that city, what is the most beautiful thing? Krishna's face, which is like a moon, which is sweeter. And the supremely sweet, gentle smile on that moon-like face is like rays of moonshine. So that means Krishna's, the beauty of Krishna's smile, the sweetest feature among all the features of Krishna. His smile is like a full moon that spreads its rays throughout the three worlds, Golok Vrindavan, the spiritual sky of Vaikuntha, and Devi Dham, the material world. Thus Krishna's shining beauty spreads in all 10 directions. So everywhere Krishna's beauty is spread. This is how, you know, a devotee sees. I think once Srila Prabhupada told that, like, the flower represents Krishna's beautiful smile. So anything we see beautiful in this world, we should think it's Krishna's smile. It's all pervasive. Okay, now comes the interesting thing. That so much nectar is there in Krishna's mouth, you know, his smile. And that very nectar comes out in the form of flute, the vibrations of flute. So this is a very interesting verse. His slight smiling and fragrant illumination are compared to camphor, which enters the sweetness of his lips. That sweetness is transformed and enters into space as vibrations from the holes of his flute. So Krishna pours all his sweetness into the flute, and then the vibration spreads everywhere. So the vibrations of Krishna's flute is nothing but Krishna's sweetness, madhurya, which is coming out in the form of his flute. Dhwani rupe, in the form of dhwani, in the form of sound, Krishna's beauty is coming out, his sweetness. Se dhwani chaudhuke dhaya anda bhidi vai kunthayaya bale paise jagatera kane sava mato yala kari balatkare ane dhari visheshata yuvati ragane. The sound of Krishna's flute spreads in the four directions. Even though Krishna vibrates his flute within this universe, its sound pierces the universal covering and goes to the spiritual sky. Thus the vibration enters the ears of all inhabitants. It especially enters Golok Vrindavan Dham and attracts the minds of the young damsels of Brajbhumi, bringing them forcibly to where Krishna is present. The vibration of Krishna's flute is very aggressive, and it breaks the vows of all chaste women. Indeed, its vibration makes them forcibly from the laps of their husbands. The vibration of his flute attracts even the goddess of fortune in the Vaikuntha planets, to say nothing of the poor damsels of Vrindavan. What to speak of living entities in this world? Even Lakshmi Devi, she becomes attracted by the flute of Krishna. Right? So in this way, there is a wonderful glorification of Krishna's flute. Okay. Now I'll read an interesting translation and purport. Now we may think that, okay, but we can't hear Krishna's flute. Can we hear Krishna's flute? Yes or no? Prabhupada will say now, secret, that how we all can hear Krishna's flute. Okay, let's read. The vibration of his flute is just like a bird that creates a nest within the ears of the gopis and always remains prominent there, not allowing any other sound to enter their ears. So poetic, huh? So Krishna's flute vibration is like a bird, and the gopis' ears are like nest. So the bird enters the nest of Krishna, of the gopis' ears, and stay there. Indeed, the gopis cannot hear anything else, nor are they able to concentrate on anything else, not even to give a suitable reply. That means gopis are so much absorbed in Krishna's flute vibration, they can't hear anything else. Such are the effects of vibration of Lord Krishna's flute. Now you see Srila Prabhupada's beautiful purport. The vibration of Krishna's flute is always prominent in the ears of the gopis. Naturally, they cannot hear anything else. Constant remembrance of the holy sound of Krishna's flute keeps them enlightened and enlivened, and they do not allow any other sound to enter their ears. So the gopis are always enlivened and always enlightened by hearing Krishna's flute vibration. Since their attention is fixed on Krishna's flute, they cannot divert their minds to any other subject. In other words, a devotee who has heard the sound of Krishna's flute forgets to talk or hear of any other subject. This vibration of Krishna's flute is represented by, any guess? Srila Prabhupada is saying, this vibration of Krishna's flute is represented by the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. A serious devotee of the Lord who chants and hears this transcendental vibration becomes so accustomed to it that he cannot divert his attention to any subject matter not related to Krishna's blissful characteristics and paraphernalia. Such a beautiful purport. Srila Prabhupada is saying, just like the gopis are so much absorbed in Krishna's flute vibration, so this flute vibration of Krishna is coming to all of us in the form of the holy names, Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. So therefore, we should also absorb ourselves in hearing the Mahamantra. Prabhupada says, serious devotee of Lord, he becomes so accustomed to chanting and hearing the holy name that he doesn't want to hear anything else. So at least our aspiration can be that we can also come to this level where we just take pleasure in hearing Krishna's holy names, Krishna's pastimes. We don't want to hear any other thing. Like right now, we take interest in so many things, subject matters of sense gratification or prajalpa, talking about politics and so many things. But we should at least pray that maybe a day may come where we can become fully absorbed in hearing Krishna's names, his pastimes, which is non-different from Krishna's flute vibration. But it will not come in one day. We have to prepare ourselves for this. We have to follow strictly the process of Vedi Sadhan Bhakti. And then, one day by Krishna's mercy, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, you see, this stage we cannot attain by our own endeavor, no. It will come only by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. But from our part, we have to follow the process of Vedi Sadhan Bhakti properly. So today is also the beginning of Chaturmas, the first day of Chaturmas. It's a very important part of our Sadhan Bhakti. Vedi Sadhan Bhakti is to follow the Chaturmasya Vrata. So let me read a purport by Srila Prabhupada. See, the devotees have various ideas about Chaturmas. You know, sometimes we feel that there is no need to follow Chaturmas. So some devotees come in that category. Some devotees, they become very fanatic about Chaturmas and they start, you know, following many rules, regulations, which some Vaishnavas do. We should not criticize, but at least that is not the mood of Srila Prabhupada. Like some devotees, they grow long beard, and we should not criticize them, but we must understand that what is Srila Prabhupada's mood for Chaturmas, the essence of Chaturmas. So in one of the purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada writes that this Chaturmasya, Chatur Mas, Mas means month and Chatur means four. So this Chaturmasya period begins in the month of Ashad from the day of Ekadashi, called Shaina Ekadashi. We had 4 days before.
and ends in Kartik in Uthan Ekadashi. So that is one way of calculating. From the Ekadashi of Asad month to the Ekadashi, second Ekadashi of Kartik month, 4 months. Or Srila Prabhupada says, some Vaishnavas observe from Purnima of Ashad month, which was yesterday, that is from today, till the last day of Kartik, which is Kartik Purnima. Last day of every month is called Purnima. Like we, the last day of Kartik month is Kartik Purnima. The last day of Ashad, we say Ashad Purnima, which was yesterday, Guru Purnima. This four, basically 4 months, whether you calculate from Ekadashi to Ekadashi or from Purnima to Purnima. Normally in ISKCON calendar, we say Purnima to Purnima. So that means our Chaturmas starts from today. So the first month is Shravan, second month is Bhadra, they say Bhadra or Bhadav, then Ashwin and then Kartik. There are 4 months. I don't remember the names of all the 12 months, but we should know as per Vedic calendar. So at least 4 months names somehow we can remember. Shravan, Bhadra, Ashwin and Kartik. So these 4 months, and you know Bhadra month we have all the wonderful festivals of Janmashtami, Balram Jayanti. Balram Jayanti is the last day of Shravan month. Then in the month of Bhadra we have Janmashtami and Raghashtami, two wonderful amazing festivals. And then we have Ashwin, in which we have Dashera, Navaratri, etc. And then comes the most glorious month of Kartik, which is so important for all of us. So this period of 4 months is called Chaturmasya, Prabhupada explains. And then Srila Prabhupada says, Chaturmasya should be observed by all sections of the population. He says all sections of population. Not only is saying that Brahmachari, Sannyasi, all devotees, all population, Prabhupada is saying. Wow. It doesn't matter whether one is a Grihastha or a Sannyasi. The observance is obligatory for all ashramas, for everyone. The real purpose, okay, here comes the point. The real purpose behind the vow taken during these 4 months is to minimize the quantity of sense gratification. So what is the essence of Chaturmas Vrat? To minimize sense gratification. That is the essence. To increase our Krishna conscious activities and to minimize activities of sense gratification. This is not very difficult. So Prabhupada makes a very simple formula. In the month of Shravan, we should not eat spinach or any form of shark. In the month of Bhadra, one should not eat yogurt, dahi, second month. In the month of Ashwin, one should not drink milk. One should not eat fish or other non-vegetarian food during the month of Kartik. And then Prabhupada explains, a non-vegetarian diet means fish and meat. Similarly, Masoor Dal and Urad Dal are also considered non-vegetarian. So these two dal, because they are high, very rich with protein, Urad Dal and Masoor Dal. These two dals contain a great amount of protein, and food rich in protein is considered non-vegetarian. On the whole, during the 4 month period of Chaturmasya, one should practice giving up all food intended for sense enjoyment. So the spirit behind Chaturmasya is that we should reduce our sense gratification. And Srila Prabhupada kept it very simple. These 4 months we avoid. First month we avoid, we don't take spinach. Second month no yogurt. Third month no milk. And fourth month no mung dal and urad dal. And we must increase our Krishna conscious activities, Shravanam, Kirtanam. We can try to chant some extra rounds. We can take some vows to read more. But our seva, normal seva should go on. Along with that, the time in the day is fixed. So we should not say that in the name of Chaturmasya, trying to reduce our services. No. Whatever services assigned, we should do that. But reduce the time of our bodily demands, like eating, sleeping. So all this time we try to reduce and devote that time for more Krishna conscious activities, like more hearing, more reading, more chanting, etc. So that's the main essence of Chaturmas, that we should decrease sense gratification and increase Krishna conscious activities. We see many important pastimes related to Chaturmas, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went for South India Yatra, where he stayed during Chaturmas? Venkata Bhatta's house in Srirangam. And that's where he met Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So usually sadhus, they normally travel throughout the entire year, but these 4 months they don't travel as per custom. And one of the reason is because it's, of course nowadays it doesn't rain so much, but earlier it used to rain a lot. Even now in some parts of India it's raining a lot. So it's very difficult to travel when it rains. Earlier sadhus used to walk. It was very difficult to walk during rainy season. Therefore, so both purpose. So 4 months they're supposed to sit down at one ashram and intensify their bhajan, sadhana. Hear more Bhagavatam, read more Bhagavatam, chant more. So that was traditionally the custom. Of course, nowadays we have sadhus don't walk, so there is no need to sit in one place. We can continue with our preaching activities. But the essence of Chaturmas is what, once again? Reduce sense gratification and increase our Krishna conscious activities. Similarly, we find in Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni, the famous story, he served the Bhakti Vedantas during the month of Chaturmas. Because otherwise the sannyasis, they don't stay in one place more than 1 or 2 days, 3 days. But during Chaturmas, they stay in one ashram. So Narad Muni, when he was a small child, so his mother was going to that ashram to do seva, and for 4 months, all the sadhus, they stayed there. Like we have some retreat program, right, where devotees get together. So they had a 4 months, you know, Chaturmas, they get together for all the sadhus. And there, small Narad Muni, small boy, used to go and serve them, hear from them, take their remnants. And just by associating for the sadhus for only 4 months, that small boy became such a great devotee, Narad Muni, one of the greatest Vaishnavas. So very important auspicious period starting from today. So we can all at least take some small vows, at least this avoiding these 4 things in 4 months, and being more strict in our sadhana. So the spirit is very important. We should reduce sense gratification and increase Krishna conscious activities. So that's all I wanted to share. So we discuss about Krishna's wonderful flute. And what did we hear? We can hear Krishna's flute through Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Prabhupada says the sound of Krishna's flute is represented by Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So let us absorb ourselves in Mahamantra. And especially during this Chaturmasya period. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Any questions or comments? Anything? Okay, thank you all very much. Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Shri Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai.